Give us your
Oh, my
name.
name is Rula Awad Rafferty. I live in 1401 Alqawa Street. I think with the version that was read about the new or the proposed zoning language, there is a problem with definitions. Definitions about what is to be considered an educational institution, a school, etc., that deals with suggesting limits on sizes, suggesting limits on capacity of service that is to be offered. And those limits are not just for what is, but what is the future. They ought to be future oriented. The language also has a problem that deals with consistency and clarity of tools and measures. So if I'm reading a zoning guideline, I would like to be able to forecast how can I use it, how not to find the loopholes. And as written or as proposed, there's a great degree of unclarity. A third issue that I wanted to bring forward is that there is a problem that deals with parking. And it's not only with parking, particularly with accessible parking, and that's not just a state issue, it is a federal issue. And from 6th Street to 3rd Street, I believe there may be only two van accessible parking, and that is too little. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. I think of myself as being a friend with everybody, all sides of issues and problems here, but probably nobody will talk to me after I say this. For any different usages to be located in downtown, and I'm a person who appreciates the Moscow downtown very much, I think we all ought to contribute to the tax base. Yes, oftentimes schools located or in university or school districts, etc., do not pay taxes. But perhaps if we are to be located in downtowns, maybe we can put a variance to where the school will have to pay a degree of that tax. And that way it can contribute to the economy and such.